This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Jay and Amir!
How are you guys doing? Very exciting. This is a really intimate show. This is like that unplugged shit they tell you about.
Yeah, this is super intimate.
Yeah, unplugged but with microphones that
are
plugged.
That's true, yeah.
Who here has been to one of our live shows before? Cool. Who here is first time? Oh.
Hey, that's about half of you guys.
Yeah.
Time to peace, actually.
Really?
Yeah, this is for everybody that's already been here. They're sort of like hardcore fans.
That's a bad rule.
Yeah, that's true. I usually walk half the shows this way.
Yeah. It eliminates any signs of growth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you know that.
Yeah.
Still want it to happen.
Me and my half of the fans here, we really want those folks out.
What if for those of you listening at home, this is their first show, they're checking out the podcast, they hear good things, they're interested, should they keep listening according
Fuck
to you?
Fuck off, dude. Okay. We all about that hashtag Brexit. Close the borders.
What?
I'm serious. We are a sovereign nation. If I were you, we want those other fuckers out of here.
Which other fuckers?
Who said yeah? Because you're a low-key asshole. I was doing a bit, but you're actually bad.
A low-key asshole in a high-key world. Thank you. So for those of you who don't know, this is If I Were You. It's an advice show, an advice podcast. People will email us, and they're seeking our guidance, our wisdom. We usually record this alone, scared, naked, afraid, cold, freezing cold in our studio.
Yeah, that's true.
But sometimes we do live shows, just like this one, in front of all of our new friends and family. So thank you guys so much for coming and supporting the show. Guys, thank you for supporting live theater.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, it's such an honor.
Take a bow.
Absolutely.
That
take
is,
a bow.
Of course,
you're
take a
thespian.
Bow. I'm a thespian. I'm a lesbian. I'm an artist.
You have a musical theater background, and it's
correct.
So awesome to exercise
and
it now.
And namaste to you.
Yes, absolutely. Likewise, I too am a thespian. I too am an actor, a student of the stage. We can sing, we can dance, we'll do none of this.
Actually,
stuff.
Would you dance?
What?
Would you care to dance?
Oh, I don't know if we have... Really?
Do you guys... They want to see it. They're a supportive crowd.
I mean, I guess I can try.
Hey, DJ, hit it! Hateful vitriol.
What?
My God, that was grotesque.
Jake.
I don't quite understand the logic. We went from booing Amir during the dance to just chanting my name afterwards. I mean, I'll take it. A cheer, though.
Yeah. You guys were correct. I didn't know if booing or cheering would be funny, and we got a little bit of both. I also don't know what would be good.
Neither
I guess
did.
Cheering, because they booed me. We don't have to write this right now. Let's start the question and answer part of the show. Are you guys okay if we answer a little bit questions in front of you?
Yeah. Okay. This is a little unwieldy.
One second.
One time. Oh.
Oh.
Are you gonna?
Have you guys heard my Tim Allen impression?
Oh.
Nice.
That's Zachary Ty Bryan, so it actually means a lot.
Richard Karn in the house.
Is Richard Karn?
He plays Al Borland.
Oh. Do you know he died recently?
No, that was Wilson. All right.
Still.
So these are real emails from real people that we received over the last, let's say, 41 months. But we need fake names. Fake names to preserve their anonymity. What's the one you heard?
I actually heard John Wolfe, and this is the first audience that didn't yell Crandis super, super loud in my face. I guess it already came up. Crandis, you feeling a little lazy? You feel like a little complacent, you got the front row. I feel you. Okay. John Wolfe.
Himself.
Per himself.
Writes.
Hey, dudes. Cheers.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. No, I just feel like you've been my best friend for a long time, and I just want to acknowledge that in front of everybody.
Thank you so much. John Wolfe. Writes.
Well, it doesn't actually mean anything if you don't click my glass. So let's clink glasses.
Click.
Well, that wasn't your glass. It's right over there. And I fear if you don't, then I'll fall into a deep, dark depression.
You already are in that, but
all right.
I will...
Light's getting bright and hot. Okay. Are you my best friend?
What's that?
Are you my best friend?
Click
I said it into
baby.
A microphone. You should be able to hear it.
I am. I
are you my best friend in the world?
We definitely top eight, for sure, dude.
Top eight?
You're my MySpace top eight.
Yeah, that's
huge.
Am
I T-Mobile top
five?
Am
I, like, where in the top eight? Because there's so many...
I hate to rank it this early in the game, but you're single digits, and I think you should be proud of
that's
that.
Really cool.
Toda.
That's really cool. Toda rabah. I'll drink to that.
John Wolfe writes, hey guys, long time fan, first time needing your advice. So let me cut to the chase. I recently have entered into a relationship with a goddamn dime. A 10-cent piece, if you will. The first person I actually care about more than myself. Things were going very swimmingly until we both tested positive for chlamydia.
Heh?
Yeah, I know probably the wrong way round to do things. Anyway, she has heaped all the blame squarely on herself and assumes that she got it from a previous partner who cheated on her. When she tearfully told me, she automatically thought I was going to break up with her. Of course I didn't, and being the cowardly hero I am... means that I have been somewhat conservative when it comes to the truth about my sexual past, saying that there is no way it could have come from me. That being said, there is in fact a distinct possibility that she may have well actually gotten it from me. I would say 80% chance.
Hi. It's a lot.
If you were me, would you let these sleeping dogs lie and leave her to accept the blame, making me look like the humble, supportive boyfriend and only have to deal with the guilt? Or do I come clean and let her know that maybe it wasn't her fault and risk her dumping my charlatan ass?
Yeah.
Who knew that you can get an STD from someone who doesn't have open sores?
Planned Parenthood called me out on that shit.
Ta-da in advance for the advice. Thank you, John Wolfe. Let's give it up for Johnny Wolfe.
Jay Dubs. So he gave his girlfriend chlamydia, and she thought that she gave it to him, and then he... Mm-hmm. I really like the term cowardly hero.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It's an oxymoron, for sure.
And he... When he says conservative about my sexual past, he means lying about his sexual past.
As a conservative would.
Yeah. I feel like there's... He said, let a sleeping dog lie. Like he didn't construct this reality.
He made the dog. Like,
yeah. He trained the dog to lie.
Does he mean lay down or to actually not tell the truth? Because I read it as both.
That's... actually really fucking cool.
That I think that or that he...
Yeah, that's
that
pretty
way.
Artsy. Well, that's beautiful.
Thank you, I guess.
Dual meaning. Poetic, frankly.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. What else you got?
I don't have anything.
Okay.
What would you do if you were him? Would you let a sleeping dog fib?
Yeah, you know what? I feel like I might, for the good of the relationship, say, you know, who knows who gave who chlamydia? We both have it. We both are curing it. This is a silly little version of the past. I fucked a lot of people.
Wait, what was that last part?
I love you.
Oh.
To pieces.
Thank God. I thought you said something else.
And I think that, you know, they're both... Chlamydia is one of the curable ones. Is that right? I got the whole gamut, so chlamydia doesn't really... Who here has had chlamydia, actually?
By a show of clap.
I never copped that one.
Like, yeah, they're not like the new Yeezys. You don't cop diseases.
They're Pokemon.
Yeah.
You try to collect them all.
Did you get the new diseases?
Yay.
Yeah, Kanye sponsored a line of diseases. They're called...
That's actually racist.
What?
Yeah.
I've been so much more racist in the past. You've encouraged it.
All leading up to this moment where I could call you out on stage.
And something, I don't know, kind of a gray area more than anything else.
For sure.
She's the first person I care about more than myself. I would say that's a lie because he's considering lying to her.
Yeah. You're still caring a lot about yourself.
Yeah, I care about her so much, I'm willing to make her feel awful. Even though it's my fault.
I also, he assigned himself like a little bit of a hardship. He's like, I have to deal with the guilt.
Yeah, not the guilt of lying to her about this, the guilt of her thinking that she did it.
Yeah, this is really hard for you, buddy.
So you're saying...
First of all, I just feel like everybody sort of skirted the question when I asked who had chlamydia.
Of course. What an intimate, personal detail.
Because everyone that didn't have it is, of course, not going to clap, right?
Of course.
And then everybody that did have it is what? Just like a little bit ashamed?
Yeah. What I can do is sort of gauge the facial reactions in the room like a poker player.
Who's not trying to make eye contact?
Yeah, who's tensing up?
This guy's trying to make eye contact with me too much. He has chlamydia right now.
He's drinking it.
I can see... What?
It's a drink name.
Really?
Yeah, it's clam juice.
Midol. Midol.
Yeah, Midol. Mm-hmm. Clam juice, Midol, and of course...
Jägermeister.
Oh, clam juice, Midol, and Jägermeister.
For cramps.
Chlamydium. Don't get that. Do not get that joke, is what I meant. Or the drink. Don't laugh.
Both.
You guys are doing great. So you're saying there's a way to fake take some of the blame. Hey, maybe it could have been me.
I mean,
that way you're not lying.
It's
because
80%,
he doesn't know for sure.
Who actually knows?
Who actually knows?
And I think that's more something that he could say rather than lie and say, it's definitely not from me. You gave me chlamydia.
What he should do is flip a coin and get fucking livid if it lands on her. Heads, I gave it to you. Tails, you gave it to me. Flip. It's
either
heads,
way,
but
one
he
of
says
us is
tails.
Pissed.
Yeah,
one of us.
It lands on heads, but he lets it slide off the back of his hand onto the floor. And then he puts his shoe over it and peeks so only he can see it.
Yeah, and then it's heads, and he's like, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You slut. It's tails. Like you gave your tail up to that boy.
Mm-hmm. Where did we land on it?
Flip a coin and decide who gave him an STD. No, I think he, if he's uncertain in any level, in any regard, he's still even 80%.
He's not certain. Yeah, he's not certain.
That is 80%. Uncertainty.
Yeah.
That is without a that is with reasonable doubt.
Let me mansplain that.
Yeah.
Shit.
Ladies, he can say, "Listen, like you said, I don't know who gave who what. I'm not mad at you. You're not mad at me.
We are both peeing lots of discharge."
Yeah.
You know, why are we going to be angry with each other? Our genitals are spewing spum and it doesn't look or feel good for anybody. I've never had chlamydia. Am I sort of nailing the symptoms on the head here? An itching, burning sensation? Would you guys say that's correct? Yeah. Didn't clap, though! There we go! This guy gave everyone here chlamydia.
Of course it's an itching, burning. What else could it be?
I feel like there's a discharge.
If you don't itch and
you don't burn...
So is
there a discharge?
There's definitely a discharge.
Is it a dishonorable discharge? It is an honorable discharge. It comes out saluting. Little discharged. Have you ever had a discharge in any capacity?
Well, isn't... Semen is sort of a discharge.
It's okay, have you ever had a negative discharge in any capacity?
I don't quite understand what you're asking.
I had an ear infection. What I did was have an ear infection once. And a liquid...
That's the one disease you don't get sexually. You have an earache, then you never are fucking anybody.
And it's not a good feeling, is what I would say. Even I don't even know how your body creates these liquids that shouldn't exist.
How old were you when you had your ear infection?
Oh, I was way young. Maybe 31, 32. I was really, really... It was years ago. I was older than everybody in this room.
I had like a ingrown hair on my leg once. Does that count?
It does not, actually.
All right.
Yeah, that's a completely different answer to a question I didn't ask.
Yeah, right.
I also have genital herpes, so... Yeah.
That's closer. That's okay. Closer to it. Yeah. All right, so I think we agree on this. Let her know that there's a possibility it might have been you. That way you're not lying, you're not taking full credit for the blame. That's literally the least you can do. What we should be saying is be a man and admit it. And we're two wieners to even say that as advice.
Well, it's not necessarily him. Do you guys mind if I take off my shirt?
I actually do mind.
I was hoping for the owls. Oh. Oh. Open sores.
Oh, God.
It's really hot up here.
So much discharge. So just in case I want to edit in some good advice that will make me seem very honorable and courageous... Just tell her what you think. How about being honest
tell
for once?
Tell her about it. Tell her everything you feel. Let her know that you're for real. You guys can applaud. That's fine.
You guys, they knew they could applaud.
I just didn't know if you felt like, yeah, we won't edit out the applause. We'll leave it in. Yeah. So next time I sing a Billy Joel song, just feel free to really go ape shit. Just like really, yeah.
They know that they can go ape shit.
No, I just wanted to make sure that everybody...
The reason they didn't is not because they didn't think the option was on the table.
Uptown girl! Yeah. All right, that's actually a little too much.
Yeah, it rings false.
Split the difference.
All right, we need another question, another lady's name.
Sarah. Or...
Pocahontas? Poca what? What did you say? He's getting shy. He said Poca something. Pocahontas? Poker anus.
Oh, grow up. Yeah. Poker anus, right?
Poker anus.
Yeah. It's actually pretty funny. I just got the butthole reference now, but tread lightly.
Give me your phone. We're calling your father. We are.
He doesn't speak English?
Good. A proud immigrant raising a son to work hard in America. You're sitting in the front row at a fucking dumbass comedy show.
Hey, yeah. Hey!
Poke her anus!
He's a doctor, for Christ's sake. All right.
Poke her anus writes.
My husband and I recently moved in with his parents a few months ago to save some cash. My husband's parents are so nice. They're the kindest people we could be roomies with. They are absolutely no issues so far.
There's
except
one,
for one.
Yeah, right.
A couple years ago, my mother-in-law began this strange habit of kissing my husband on the mouth.
Hand? Excuse me, it's a reflex.
My husband said she never used to do it when he was growing up, but he has now noticed that she goes for the lips whenever she kisses him, hello or goodbye.
Wow.
Since we moved in, she gives us both a kiss every night before we go to bed. She always kisses me on the cheek or forehead or pussy. I made that part up. She always kisses me on the cheek or forehead or pussy. Didn't make it up that time. She always kisses me on the cheek or pussy. Just kidding again. She always kisses me on the cheek or forehead or pussy. One last time. And
come
then
on.
I'm done. She always kisses me on the cheek or forehead or pussy. But when she goes to kiss my husband, well, she goes for his mouth. He finds it very weird and has made efforts to turn his face away so that she can't reach his mouth. But nevertheless, she preempts his movements and finds her way to his mouth, pursing her lips as she comes in for the kill. She has a very loving look in her eyes when she does it too. What do you guys think about this? I grew up thinking that kisses on the mouth were for sexual partners only. It's so creepy for me. Her top lip is kind of hairy as well. I don't like the idea of kissing my husband knowing that his mother has recently been there. How do I get her to stop without making things awkward or hurting her feelings. My husband won't do a thing about it because he doesn't want to upset her and thinks he's upsetting her is thinks upsetting her is worse than getting the kiss. He tells me he doesn't enjoy it, but now I'm starting to wonder. We still have to live with them for another 18 months. Any advice would help. Thank you so much. Love the show. Cheers. Love, Poke Her Anus. Let's give it up for Poke Her Anus. You can relate to this. You French your mother.
You better backpedal that statement right now, motherfucker.
I was just kidding.
Yeah. You're just kidding?
Yeah, I thought
there's nothing funny about it. My mother is a queen. She is a deity. She's a god. Anybody laughing at the fact that I might kiss my mother can exit stage right now.
That's there.
Yeah? And that away, motherfuckers. Kiss my mom. I should be so lucky.
So you want to?
I don't want to.
But you should.
There's some alternate universe where it'd be fine. And not that I'm interested in it happening. I'm just saying if...
I'm gonna quit right there. Before I get into some strange Oedipus thing.
Have you first-hand experience? Have you ever kissed your mommy and daddy?
I kissed my mother on the fucking lips?
With that mouth?
Recently?
I guess, was that a thing that your family did?
When I was growing up, my mom would kiss us on the forehead before bed, and my dad would finger us.
Wait, let him finish. We don't know where. It could be fine.
Yeah, in the ass.
Okay, that's what we were all thinking, unfortunately. Oh. Butthole or cheek, I guess it doesn't matter. Yeah. Either way, it's not okay.
But we were hugging family. We would hug, like, anytime anybody left a room, and our dad would stick a little finger in our ass. What about you, man?
We didn't do the kiss, but I did see some daddies and daughters give the kissies, a little kissy poo on the old lip-a-roo.
The old how do you do?
Just a little peck. A casual first date ending. It's casual. It's friendly. It's fun. I don't know if they're from Denmark or whatever. I don't want to place the blame on the Danes, but doesn't it feel like this is what you do in Denmark?
Yeah.
I've never been to Denmark. I don't know anything about it, but doesn't it feel like if you saw it in Denmark, you'd
is
be like,
anyone
that
here
makes sense.
Danish? Same guy that had chlamydia?
Yeah, he got it in Copenhagen. But I have seen that. That is a thing.
People kissing. I often kiss my Aunt Allison on the lips.
Okay. How old is she?
I don't know.
That's awesome, dude. That's really cool, man.
Thanks.
No, I do appreciate you telling us that.
Can I get dap for that?
What?
Can I get dap for that?
Yeah, I said, that's awesome. That's dabs. Cool, dude.
Do you want to... Yeah.
What's that?
Can we touch hands?
Touch hands?
Yeah, I'll feel validated if you slap my hand.
Oh, like if I gave you a high five? Yeah. What was that? You're leaning in for
kiss on the lips or whatever.
What?
Either we kiss on the lips or you slap my hand. Let's do that. It's been too long since we kissed each other on the lips.
I'll give you the slap, man.
I don't want it anymore.
that offer is gone, baby, gone. And if you don't accept the kiss in the next 3 seconds...
It's escalating. Either we French or you blow me,
I want to do none of the above.
All right.
You've seen it. You've experienced this in the past.
Actually, recently... do you guys mind if we tell you guys a personal anecdote? Our parents met for the first time recently. My beautiful mother and my troll father came to Los Angeles.
I honestly thought for the first appetizers and main course that your dad was the candle on the table.
Yeah.
I really thought he was the candle.
Yeah. Your mom almost ate him thinking he was a sweet potato.
Yeah, I really thought he was a... Jake's dad does... Honestly, looks like a yam on a
he's
plate.
He's a yam.
He looks like a yam on a
he's
plate.
He's a yam of a man.
Yeah.
He really is. No, my father is a little Hebrew Jew coward. A small, small, minuscule man that you look through a microscope and you say, is that a fucking guy or what?
What a bad scientist. Learn the words. We gave you a microscope.
Yeah,
have the equipment.
Yeah.
Just like figure out what the things are called.
Totally. Sure.
Are you really a sock? Because this is your first day here. And you are wearing a Starbucks apron. You're sure you're a scientist?
So you want it? Yeah. This is a guy, and you want a grande, unsweetened latte.
Iced coffee, yeah.
Anyway, we met up with Amir's two parents. How would you describe your parents?
My dad is a jovial Israeli doctor. My
favorable description.
Very stylish guy. My mother is a classic Jewish mom, very caring, overbearing, big personality, contagious.
Contagious?
Yeah. She always has a chest cold.
Yeah.
When our parents said goodbye.
Everyone's hugging. I hugged Amir's mother. I hugged Amir's father. I hugged my own father. My mother... kissed Amir's father on the lips. Not him. That's my fucking mother.
It was an interesting moment indeed, because I think your mom thought my dad had foreign customs because he has an accent.
And your dad thought my mom was a whore. Is that what you're trying to say?
But it happened, and we both stared at each other like, holy shit. Are we brothers now for that? Did it happen?
It really did.
But this was like, I don't know, okay.
Yeah, and they didn't know. They were trying to like deke each other out.
It's like, have you ever tried to walk by someone and they start going one way, you go the other, and then you French on the sidewalk?
Yeah. Well, the crazy thing is that both of our other parents missed it.
Yeah.
Only we saw it. It was like
an eclipse.
Yeah.
I was wearing sunglasses so that the vision didn't burn my retina.
It was a total eclipse. Anyway, sorry, we got off track a little bit. What's happening? This guy's mom is kissing him before bed.
Yeah, on the lips. I think I would be like this guy and be like, I don't want to upset my mother.
Yeah.
The kiss is bad, but it's not as bad as sitting my mommy down and telling her not to kiss me.
And also, let's look at the converse right there, because they are living in the mom's house. So, like, the mom's doing you a real solid. The rent you pay is that she's going to sort of, like, face kiss your husband.
Yeah. Every rent, the tax is Frenching your fucking husband in front of you. And she probably does it as a power play, being like, you can't afford rent? Oh, you like that? You like that like a roof over your head? Is what I would do.
Yeah. No, I think that we answered that.
But what would you advise this lady? She can't say anything. She can't say anything.
I think they sort of have to like one up each other, right? So like the mom kisses the husband, and then she's like, "Oh yeah, good night," and then she kisses the husband like really, really deep.
Oh,
and
shit.
The mom is like, "Oh yeah, I hope you guys sleep really well." And then she sort of like grinds on him a little bit, and she's like, "Oh, we will." And then she's like,
awesome.
Just like licks the tip of his dick.
And then what?
And then the mom is all like, "Oh yeah, you guys don't let the bed bugs bite." And then she gets on it, and she just starts riding him. Oh man, this is so fucking dumb. What the hell are you guys watching right now?
Yeah, this is your fault.
You started this.
It's easy to place the incestuous blame on other people.
Yeah.
Anyway, where were you?
I was gonna have a three-way with a fucking mom and I'm sorry.
In summation, I apologize. Don't mention anything.
Yeah, because otherwise you might accidentally have a threesome with your mother-in-law.
That's
possible. It is possible.
80%, would you say?
Yeah.
All right, let's enter another cue. How about we get the name of a lady?
Wendy! Wendy! Sandwich!
What?
Sandwich?
Sandwich? Sandwich. Just to be sure, you yelled sandwich as a name for a person. All right. Surge, man.
They got a fucking Connect Four here, dude.
I want to play with you, man. Quit letting me win, dude.
Dude, let's do a fucking Ouija board, man.
Now you moving the fucking board, Surge, man?
Is it like a fucking ghoul, dude?
Dude, want to connect with my passed away father, man.
Sandwich, right? How's it going, dudes? You're the best. But you already know that. I've written to you guys before, but this time I really need your help. My BF and I have been together for about 2 years, and it's pretty great. He is my best friend, and we have a fantastic sex life.
Does somebody want to say Han?
Appreciate that. We both realized recently, however, that we both sort of missed the way it was in the beginning of the relationship, when things were new and exciting. I had an idea, that he and I could role play together, spice things up, you know? So my idea was that I could play a different girl and he would play himself. We could meet at a bar or a restaurant and act like it was the first date. The catch is that it would be clear that he would be fake cheating on me and that he would play it out like a scandalous affair. Hot, right? Somebody's coming already. I got a wig and a brand new pair of stilettos. Yeah, dude.
Is this hot?
I made a fake Insta account, added him, and started flirting to set the mood.
I haven't had sex in a month and a half. I'm trying to get more followers, babe.
The problem, however, is that although he knows what's going on, I cannot get this dude to play along. I'm doing everything I can to turn him on, and although it's working out for my benefit in real life, he's not taking the bait. I really want to do this, and it is honestly something I've wanted for a while, but I feel like breaking character would ruin it, and I don't know how else to get him in the mood. The most frustrating part about it all is that I know he tried to actually cheat on me early on in our relationship. I'm keeping things fresh and exciting. A little reciprocation would be nice, huh? Any advice? Love, Sandwich. Let's go to for Sandwich. Sorry, I feel like I'm ignoring you guys.
You good?
Sorry, I feel like I'm ignoring you
guys. Sorry,
hey. Role-playing. Thoughts?
I think there's nothing less attractive.
Hell yeah.
Than role. It's sort of like admitting defeat, isn't it? It's like, we're not sexy anymore. Let me pretend to be somebody else. But it's so, like, transparent. And
the thing is, I think you're a comedian, so you see through the bullshit.
Right.
You're like,
right,
I'm
right,
an
right.
actor.
I don't even like to do dirty talk.
Yeah. That's sort of the 1% of the way to is role playing is dirty talk. Because you're like, oh, I'm pretending I'm sort of like a sexy dirty talker.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my character.
By the way, how would you dirty talk to
a honey?
I wouldn't have necessarily said honey, but sure, yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, dude, lady. Uh-huh. I would say dude or lady, and then she'd be like, whoa, is this guy bi? That's pretty hot.
That is hot.
So I'd be like, yeah, dude, lady, I'm not bi. Because that clarifies, that eliminates that
the whole time.
Miscommunication.
All right.
This is, I'm still speaking to her. I'm not, so yeah, dude, lady, sorry, I'm not bi. That would clarify the miscommunication.
Are you touching her at this point? Or are you like standing in the corner?
This is my icebreaker line.
Oh, this is you going up to somebody at a bar.
At a bar.
So you'll say, yeah, dude, or lady.
I'm not bi, sorry about the miscommunication. Uh-huh. If she hasn't maced me yet.
Yes.
Which has yet to happen.
So, sorry, just quick clarification. You dirty talk as a pickup line?
And vice versa. So in bed, I'll pretend like I'm breaking
oh,
the
yeah.
ice.
Like, oh, do you come here often?
Yeah. Like, point it to my mouth.
Oh, yeah. Who was the scattered applause? That's correct. Was it poke your anus? That makes a lot
yeah,
of sense.
Yeah, she was clapping with her anus.
Make it clap.
Dirty talk, role playing. Oh, so if this girl can't get her boyfriend to play along,
what she's going too
then?
Far. Why did she set up an Instagram? She's like, she
she got it like, verified. Isn't that insane?
She's like, oh, and I also did. Yeah, I went to Bank of America. I got to set up a new bank account. I took out a credit card at American Express, just the green one, you know. But whatever, I'm just trying to be like this different person. I found the name of someone who died on September 11th, and I sort of assumed their identity.
Jesus. That's so hot.
That's hot. Like, she does, like, why does it have to leave the bedroom? Isn't it just in the moment? Isn't that supposed to be when the role play is?
I think there's role playing in the moment, which is like, oh, I'm leaving my shoes on. And then there's fucking...
What's hotter than that?
It's like the opposite.
Brand new pair of stilettos.
That's right.
It's I like guess the he never got of, the memo.
Yeah. The opposite of taking your shoes off when you enter a house. So you get your shoes really muddy, and then you're still in bed with them. How forbidden is that fruit? I'm still talking to the girl. So how forbidden is that?
Having sex with somebody with their shoes on would be so stressful.
Really? For who?
I have a white duvet.
Loser! Get a gray duvet! White shows stains, idiot!
It's a good pickup line, actually. Hi, I have a gray duvet. You can
what?
Leave those on.
Huh?
All right.
I can't hear you.
Do you like this new Kanye?
What?
Oh, I'm going to go throw up.
We were just in New Orleans, and remember the pickup line that I thought of? I have a hard time approaching ladies. I don't know what to say originally, going from zero to conversation. I'm pretty good while talking to them. I just need the initial thrust. So in my drunken state, I thought of a good one. And that was...
I'll be the girl.
Okay. All right. Let's there. Loud bar, me. You don't know who I am, so it's like, why is this shiny squirrel approaching me at a bar? We're in New Orleans, by the way. Yeah. Just setting the scene.
Beats.
Hey, do you know what city this is?
Hey, you fucking kike boy.
Do you know what city we're in?
You little fucking...
And now we're talking. We just need the original question. What city is this? That's interesting. Yeah. Why is he asking me this? So I tried it, and the lady's like, I don't know, New Orleans? And I'm like, New Orleans? Two words? Like I was a caveman unfrozen for the first time ever. New Orleans. Do you not know where you're from? No, I know where I'm from. I'm from California. Where are you from? I'm from California. And suddenly we're off to the races.
Then
it's
the
just
end.
About the original question.
Amir was placed under arrest later that night for
unrelated.
Charges completely unrelated.
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 Yeah, unrelated.
Unrelated. That's the name of our new podcast. It's called Unrelated. It's boring.
Oh, yeah, now we're settled in.
What did she ask? Oh, can you get somebody to role play? There's nothing sadder than an unrequited role play.
Yeah, when like the fire of the romance is completely out and you're sort of like poking around at the embers in a wig.
Yeah, it's just when the efforts don't match. That's not an okay place to be. Like, I'm giving so much, you're not even giving minimal, and then I feel bad. And like, can you imagine her breaking character like in a wig, taking it off like, play along, fucker! Regina!
Oh, God.
Can I have the risotto with mushrooms? You don't like mushrooms. No, Regina does. But you're allergic. But I'm role-playing.
It's fucking hives breaking out of her face. Regina loves mushrooms!
I can see
you. We have to go to the ER, baby.
Regina has an EpiPen. I'm afraid... You can't force somebody to care. You can ask, you can request, you can try, but you can't force effort. Effort has to be intrinsic from the inside out. He has to see you trying and say, okay, I want to try too. I don't want to leave her, my girlfriend, in a fucking wig and stilettos, naked from in between at an Olive Garden, because that's where the date is.
Really hot, by the way.
If he doesn't do that much... I don't know. It might be game over.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a sad realization. Fortunately,
but also kind of nice, because whoever you fuck next is just going to be into your regular hair and your regular
shoes. So that could... Role-playing so deep that you actually break up with your boyfriend in character.
If you pretend to be somebody with confidence and self-worth...
Yeah, suddenly you're...
actually break up with your boyfriend.
That's
your character.
And then
you'll fuck someone and be happy, and then he'll fuck someone new, and that actually turns him on. So really, this is the circle of life. You guys should break up. And fuck different people. Did we just break? Yeah, that's correct.
That's the ultimate role
play. That's correct.
And that's the role play they should be doing. Let's give it up for the question asker. Sandwich. We should take a break. If you're listening at home, we're going to stop for a few seconds to thank some sponsors, maybe NatureBox, maybe Squarespace. Who knows? It's all fair game in the world of magic podcast advertising. But as for you guys, we'll stick around. Let's get a round of applause as we go to commercial break.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's
right.
They have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design mm-hmm. a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like,
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards
yeah.
to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's
nah.
It's an anti-movement, really.
Oh,
it's
that's
a non-movement
good.
Movement.
A, is anti-movement yeah. one? Anti-movement seems
I'll
like it should
to
be.
Check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't
yeah.
buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. But
so it's fitness now.
Nah. yeah, it's more of a yeah. fitness now nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough mm-hmm. is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10%
Ooh.
Off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace.
I know it's a work night, but who has time for one more question and answer?
Yeah, shit.
Thanks for coming out on a Monday, everybody.
Yeah, thank you so much. What a unique night for a comedy show.
Yeah.
A Monday night. But why the hell not? Let's get one last male Q. Oh, no, it's a female name. We should do Crandis. We got to keep the Crandis streak.
Did someone say Crandis? Fennel? Ben, are you the same guy that said sandwich? You're just naming fucking hungry.
Aioli.
Huh?
Aioli?
Are you guys saying aioli or do you say...
No, this guy's ordering
anal?
This guy's ordering food really loudly. Sandwich with fennel.
What a bad sandwich.
Yeah,
you got.
Just a fennel sandwich.
Fennel aioli.
Some star anise.
Panini press it, though.
Who's writing this?
Jesus.
Binnell.
Vinnell?
Finnell?
Anything I said would have been fine. You should have just said yes to fennel. We got to Vinnell.
I like
Vinnell is correct.
I like Vinnell. Vinnell spelled like vinyl. Right.
I respect you so much for fucking committing to Vinnell. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy.
Nice. Wayne's World.
Yale educated.
You didn't actually go. You didn't
did go to
study
Yale.
At Yale.
I did study at Yale.
Are you lying to me or are you lying to yourself?
What
right
are you talking
now?
About?
You didn't study at Yale.
I studied at Yale.
You did not.
I brought a fucking book to Yale and I read it there. Yeah, I did.
Okay. Did you apply to Yale University?
Did I go there? Yes, I did.
Okay.
I did go there.
Did you?
Sorry. What are you? Are you? I resent the implication. I went to Yale. I studied at Yale. I'm a Yale kid.
Are you a Yale?
Why else would
did
I
you graduate from Yale?
I'm Ivy League material here.
Material or educated?
Educated.
You're finding a loophole, and I can't quite notice it yet. But I don't want to waste more time trying to figure out what it is.
Yeah. I went to Yale, yeah.
You read a book at Yale campus. You bought a hat.
I read a separate piece at Yale University at a Starbucks on Chapel. Yeah, I did, so.
All right. Anyway.
Phineas got fucked over.
Fennel, right.
She woo to Phineas?
The other night, my boyfriend, who was visiting for the weekend, was laying on the couch and his shirt was above his belly button, exposing something that looked like a bluish green inside of it. It caught my eye, and when I reached for said belly button, he flicked my hand away quickly and pulled his shirt back down. I asked him what the fuck that was, and he gave me an intense eye that said, "I will tell you later when we're alone." My sister was in the room with us watching TV. I couldn't wait. I had to know immediately. So I texted him. I said, "Seriously, what the fuck is that?" He responded by saying, "Please don't embarrass me. It's lint. We can talk about it when your sister leaves." He left that as a voice memo. He didn't really. So finally, my sister leaves, and I lift up his shirt to see what I saw. And it was, "Excuse me as I'm dry heaving while I type this, just a huge fucking blue clump of God knows what was chilling out in there. I told him that he would not be sleeping in my bed or anywhere remotely near me if he didn't let me clean it out." So like a good girlfriend, I forced him to lay down and I went in with some Q-tips. The piece of belly button lint was attached and I started crying from disgust and adrenaline. I finally got it out with a Q-tips chopstick style, and after a few forceful tugs, and as I was crying, he was laughing hysterically. Afterwards, we both calmed down. He told me that he was disappointed in me. Yeah, I'm not sad or upset.
Yeah, frankly.
I mean, what the fuck? There's still like 30% of the shit in there, literally fused to his skin, and I can't look at him the same way knowing that there's this disgusting belly button lint lodged inside him. I have a right to be absolutely disgusted, right? I'd love to hear your thoughts on the matter. Love, Vinnell. Let's go to Vinnell. Where do you land on the belly button lint v not debate? Do you have lint? I don't ever have lint. I don't know why.
I don't have lint that needs to be extracted to, like with surgery.
I don't understand what it is. It's like.
It's like.
Is it clothing? Cotton? Is it clothing, cotton master? What ails your button on the belly, sir? Can I extract it?
Get away from me, man.
Get away from here.
I don't know you.
Galian man.
Well, I mean, who has a problem with their belly button to this extent? Anybody?
Is it a bigger person problem where there's a deeper cavity and then things get lost deep within and then you don't see it until it's filled up all the way to the surface. And then by the time you see that, you're clumping it, you're clumping out. And is it like tearing open a fucking teddy bear? Like how much are we talking? Like presents on Christmas morning, I imagine.
It's weird that he says, I'm disappointed in you.
Yeah, laughing hysterically, she's grossed out. I'm disappointed in you. I know we had a
for
fucking,
shame.
We had a pretty fucking cute Annie Hall moment, but now that's over, I think I'm disappointed in you. Everybody has their things that they're grossed out of that goes beyond the scope of normal. I have that kind of thing, not with belly button lint.
What are you grossed out by?
Septum rings. I think they're kind of awful. I think I wouldn't want to touch one. That would gross me out.
Oh, that's a fun idea. Does anybody here have a... Does anyone here have a septum ring?
Great. So...
Wait a second. Nobody?
I mean, nobody wants to say so now.
You'll get to come on stage and Amir gets to touch it.
I'm in the minority, I feel like. But everyone has their thing where 99...
Can someone go out and get their septum pierced really quick?
Do you have a thing that grosses you out that's sort of out of the ordinary? Popping zits on backs? I don't know. That's
no, but like having somebody open up to me about like something that they're...
Oh, you mean like an honest discourse?
Yeah. That's like a conversation. Foul. Like if somebody was like, oh, I always wanted to be a singer. Can I show you my voice? I would be like, that would be like, oh, that's so fucking...
Yeah, you start dry heaving.
Pathetic.
You said you would never eat in front of a lady.
Yeah.
That's an example of something that I think puts you in the minority of what grosses you out.
Sure, yeah.
Imagining a girl eating or shitting.
Oh, yeah, that is... It's not shit. Yeah, no, it is shitting. I don't like to think of people as human.
Oh.
Does that make me a bad guy? Sure, yeah, it does. But am I an unforgivable asshole? Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe I am. But do I still deserve...
But if the answer is yes.
Do I deserve love? Maybe not.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't. But am I going to die... Am I going to die alone? Yeah.
So everything is
But
bad.
Does that break my heart? Okay. And do I live my life pathetic and scared? I do. Yeah. Of course I do. Yeah.
So this girl's version of that is belly button lint. Some people don't want to see it. Some people don't want to touch it. Some people have fun. I know girls that'll pop a zit on a boyfriend's back. No big deal with their teeth. It's fun.
Oh,
it's games.
Pop a zit.
Yeah.
Straight up into the... Like Popeye with the spinach.
Yeah, like a fucking... He punches Blutus. It's all fun and games. But then there are some people who consider lint to be disgusting. Nobody's right or wrong. I don't know what causes one person to have that phobia versus another. I think they're both not incorrect. She's not incorrect to be disgusted. I'd like to change what I said.
Yeah.
He is incorrect for being disappointed in her for having that disgust.
Yes.
So everybody is able, capable, allowed, I would say, to have one. Let's give everyone one.
If everyone gets one, let's also say that he has belly button lint to the extent that it's actually a part of his body, and that's a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, for sure.
Can we say that?
You know, I had lint in my... Do you guys ever charge your iPhone and it doesn't work? And it's because there's like clumps of lint in there? So there's...
Sorry,
no...
who said, oh yeah? You're so fucking... You're jazzed up on it.
Well...
How much lint do you... You don't even have an iPhone. You have a ball of lint.
He's a cat. That's a cat man. Not unlike Batman. But getting the lint out of the jack is one of the greatest feelings ever. Just fucking digging it
out. It's better than coming.
Because it's, because you can do it in public.
Sorry, just to be clear, your one problem with coming is that you can't do it in public?
Often, yeah. Oftentimes, it's frowned upon, I should say.
Well, not often, always.
I'm just saying.
When is it good to come in public?
If I had, like...
When is it encouraged?
You know my idea for business arms, right?
No.
I never told you my idea.
Pray tell.
It's arms that sort of look like this.
Like arms?
Yeah, made out of wood that you can plop on a table during a business meeting. And then, that's right, yeah. You slide your real arm down, and you just... So you have two little synthetic arms, and what looks like a fucking gerbil try to get out of your urethra. And that's hopefully unnoticed. Oh, okay, it's pounding out of your chest now. And then you can just crank it in public. It's also, if you're going to steal the idea for business arms, don't worry about it, because I've also trademarked subway arms, Uber arms, funeral arms. It's all fair game.
Yeah, just so you know, Uber arms are when you jerk off your Uber driver.
Yeah, it's not what it sounds like. So would you say, what should this lady do? What's your advice for this lady?
To be perfectly honest, I forget the question.
Oh, so, that's awesome, dude.
But I do want to say... Wait.
Sorry.
No, sorry, go ahead.
She asked...
Sorry, my opinion doesn't matter, right? If you want to talk over me, that's fine.
Is it right to be...
My opinion doesn't matter, though? Go on record and say that?
I thought you were going to, yeah.
Nobody fucking cares about what Jake has to say.
Right. Is your neck broken or something?
I don't want to look at you, man.
I have a right to be absolutely disgusted, is her question. Even if it's wrong, does she have the right to be disgusted?
Don't you have the right to, like, be anything?
That's beautiful, dude. Guys, if we leave you with one closing thought, you have the right to be anything. And you guys all have the right to remain silent, because you're all under arrest. Lock the door again! No, just kidding. But thank you guys so much for coming out on a Monday night. We really appreciate it.
What up, resident? Thank you.
If you have your own questions, your own anything, send it all to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. We're traveling all over the place with the show. You can find out all the information at ifiwereyoushow.com. Thanks again for coming, and we'll be back next week at night. Hey, it's us again. Quick reminder, if you like the live episodes, be a part of the live episodes. We are recording two live shows in Dublin, one in London, and then another one in Toronto.
Yeah.
Tickets for all those shows available at ifiwereyoushow.com or jakeandamir.com. It's going to be a fucking party, y'all.
We do like the party. We do like to meet the fans. We like to drink with the fans.
Those are going to be big shows. Toronto and London might be our biggest shows ever. So it would be great, great, great. If you can make it out, and yeah. We'll hang out after the show. Why not? We're only in London and Toronto for so often. All right, cool. See you later.
Peace.
That was a HeadGum podcast.